You know, on this given weekend, you know, a group of neo-Nazis decided, hey, this is going to be a great place and comfortable setting for us to put on display that we are here overtly, but also covertly, because some of them had on masks. What was your take on that, being from Nashville, that happening right here in our own city, and leading up to this, right, knowing we was going to dive into just the whole democracy of Tennessee? How did you take that act of demonstration in 4K by those neo-Nazis?
Well, I mean, it's terrifying on the a couple thoughts. I mean, number one, as I joke with you, look, I think ridicule is a very important weapon against people that are fools. And so if you have the head of a Nazi organization who dresses like the maitre d' at the worst steakhouse in town, he had like a red jacket, like he, you know, he thought he was really stylish, and he just looks like a fool with his tattoo on the side of his head. Like, at some point, you do have to make fun of these fools, but at the same time, understand what the threat that they represent, right? And the fact that they felt comfortable says a lot. The fact that they think about where they didn't go.
Right.
We were talking about this in the back.
Yeah, they didn't go to North Nashville.
They didn't go to Jefferson Street to do that.
They didn't go on Book Canyon.
They absolutely did not. They didn't go to Midtown Atlanta. They didn't go to New Orleans. They didn't go, they came to a place that they thought, rightly or wrongly, that their message would be acceptable. And then we as Nashvillians have to ask, why is that? Why is it that neo-Nazis, why is it that white supremacists would think that this was a town where they were welcome? Because if we think that's not us, then that's our job to prove that that's not us.